keep working at it. If you're finished working at this one, flip back to Psalm 1 and work on what you think is the subject of Psalm 1. That's an easier way. All right? So work on Psalm 1. What do you think is the subject? What is David talking about in Psalm 1? Have a look at that one. And then come back to Psalm 73 and see if that refines your subject in any way. So you're reading Psalm 1. I don't know if you had a father like my father. He told me the best way to read the newspaper is to read the front page and the back page. You get the big news on the front page and the sport news on the back page, and you don't really need to read anything else. And I think that's it can be a good way of reading a psalm like Psalm 1. See, look at the first word and the last word of the psalm. Blessed perish. Blessed perish. There's something about that. It's interesting that very often your first and last will give away your subject. That's why I think eternal life is a good subject of John 3:16, because eternal life comes last and God's love comes first. So they're good subjects. All right? So you talk about that, subject of Psalm 1 and then subject of Psalm 73. And you test your subject, whether you've got the right subject, by asking, well, what does it tell you about that?